Welcome to this practice of eye rest yoga nidra. Setting aside this time to step out of doing and to rest back in open receptivity. Find a posture for your practice, settling in, making a cozy nest. There's no right or wrong way to practice eye rest yoga nidra. You can do this lying down, seated, and even standing up. Feeling into what serves you most in this moment. What allows you to receive? And with a gesture of kindness as you begin to settle in, is there any other little adjustment that you could make to be just a little bit more comfortable? And welcoming your whole self exactly as you are. In today's practice, we will be exploring the five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space. And these five elements represent the physical and energetic qualities of the human body in the natural world. And they combine to create this experience that we have of being alive. So the invitation is to rest and just experience the ebb and flow of each of the elements through this somatic practice, feeling it in the body as sensation. Throw open the window of all your senses, listening to sounds and the layering of sounds. How there is a directionality to sound. And rather than identifying or labeling the sound, opening into the field of sound. So just hearing. And softening the gaze if the eyes are open. Letting your vision expand out into the periphery. And if the eyes are closed, letting the eyes relax back, broadening, aware of seeing, inward seeing. Opening into smelling, even in the presence or the absence of smells. And tasting. Maybe you run your tongue around your teeth, just noticing if there's any residual tastes in the mouth. Tasting. And feeling the air on your skin, as well as the surface below the body. Expanding all your senses into awareness, this field of awareness. listening with the whole body. And noticing what's here. Is the mind busy? Is the body tense? Or maybe there's an emotion that you haven't had time to feel that's just wanting to surface, to be seen or heard or felt. Being a welcoming presence. And allowing an intention for your practice to surface as an anchor. It might be to be open and receptive, or perhaps to stay present and to feel the different elements opening in awareness. And as you rest back, bring your attention to the surface below the body, how it's supporting the body. Can you give a little bit more of your weight to this feeling of support and the earth? Allowing the body to soften and spread. Sensing the weight of the bones, all the places where they're touching the surfaces, how the heels are resting on the floor, sensing into the backs of the legs. Sacrum and how it spreads out like two hands cradling the spine. Sensing into the shoulder blades branching out and the weight of the arms, the heaviness of the head. Sensing the weight of the left leg. Sensing the weight of the right leg. And then sensing both legs at the same time. Heavy, solid. Sensing the muscles and tendons and fascia of the body. And how they hold everything together. And maybe you envision your body with its feet firmly planted on the earth, like a giant tree, with long, sturdy roots that grow deep into the earth. Or maybe a mountain extending deep into the ground. And maybe there's a smell of wet, fecund soil. Sensing into this feeling of earth, stability, rooted, grounded, and how this grounding feeling can connect you to your own inner resource. Resting back below all of the changing phenomena into this deep sense of being. This feeling of safety, security, feeling how it's absolutely unshakable, always here. And knowing you can drop into this being that's always been here before you were born and will always be here even after you die. Unchanging and always present. And allowing this feeling of safety to let down your guard, to be open and receptive for your practice. Body resting, breath coming and going. Following the breath into the heart space or even into the belly and sensing into the heart's deepest longing. What matters most? That feeling of meaning or purpose of your life. How life is wanting to express itself through you. And letting yourself be taken by the flow of this river of life. Saying yes. Wholeheartedly. And then just letting go, knowing that it takes care of itself. And sensing into the fluidity of the water element. Maybe you feel into the heart beating in the chest as it moves the blood throughout the body. How this blood is nourishing and soothing. Sensing the saliva in the mouth and how it enables swallowing to happen. And the fluid in the joints, allowing movement. The wetness between the delicate eye tissue and the eyeballs as it rests back into the head. How there's an adaptability to this movement of fluid in the body. Always moving and changing, how it opens and connects to feelings and emotions. All coming and going in awareness. Feeling into and embodying the sensation of water in the body. Rhythmic, tidal, swelling and releasing, pulsating. And sensing back into the feeling of the earth. Grounded, stable, firm, rooted. then feeling the qualities of earth and its stability and grounding in the body, as well as water and its fluidity and adaptability at the same time. And now bringing attention to warmth in the body and the fire element. Maybe there's heat in the hands and feet. Or maybe the hands are humming or pulsating with aliveness. Maybe you'd like to envision a fire and how it glows and crackles, bright and dynamic. How fire can appear in the body as passion, desire, or that undying willpower that gets you through the day. Or maybe it's anger. How it can ball up and be tight. And how this fire energy is very transformative. How it burns everything down to just the very essence. This power of digestion in the body as the digestive juices transform food into energy, giving you strength to move through the day. Sensing how the body eliminates, naturally getting rid of what it no longer needs. Sensing and embodying this fire element in the body. And simultaneously sensing the soothing, flowing adaptability of the water element, emotions, blood flowing, saliva, liquidity of the joints, movement, and the grounding stability of the earth, solid, heavy. And even while sensing the weightiness of the earth, sensing into the lightness of the air, how the air dances as it caresses the skin with the breeze. And maybe you notice how the body is being lifted as the breath enters and fills the body on the inhalation. How the breath has its own natural rhythm. And how the body's being breathed all on its own. Following the breath as it enters in through the nostrils. Feeling how it moves through the hollow tube of the throat. how it expands the forest of the lungs. And sensing the nourishment, how the body receives this gift of the breath, this vital life force fueling the whole body with energy. And how there's a reciprocity as it gives back on the exhalation. Inhaling, receiving. Exhaling, giving back. Sensing the inhalation as it moves from the bottoms of the feet all the way up to the crown of the head. And then how the exhalation, how it descends from the crown of the head all the way out through the soles of the feet. Enlivening and nourishing the body with each breath. Expanding and contracting, receiving and giving back, sensing how ideas and thoughts can pop into the head, coming in through the air. With this breath, and this breath, expanding in all directions. And how the boundaries of the body expand and dissolve with the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Sensing out to the right of the body. Sensing out to the left. Expanding out in front of the body and behind the body, above and below. Expanding in all directions simultaneously. And sensing the element of space as you sense spaciousness between each of the 10 toes. And the space from the feet to the knees. The space from the knees to the hips. The spaces between the vertebrae. The spaces in the cage of the ribs. The space between the shoulder blades, the space under the armpits, the space from the shoulders to the elbows, and the elbows to the wrist. The spaces between the fingers and the thumb. The space between the left hand and the right hand. The space in the little place where the neck joins the head. Space that holds the brain. space between the eyes, the space in the hollow sockets of the eyes as they rest back deep into the head, the space in the inner and outer canals of the ears, the space in the nostrils and in the cavities of the sinuses, the space in the jaws, and the space in the mouth, space between the teeth, space around the tongue, sensing into the space inside the shell of the body, and the space outside the body expanding in all directions, invisible, inaudible, yet so tangible. Unfolding into space, is there a periphery to awareness? A center? Boundaryless and utterly free. Yet permeating and connecting all things. And maybe the sense of a separate I or me starts to dissolve. Opening in spaciousness. Sensing how you're not separate. And sensing into this feeling of unity, maybe spontaneously a sense of wonder or awe spontaneously arises. Sensing the interconnectedness of all things, all beings, sharing the same essence of the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and space. In this ever unfolding of creation, this animating source shared by all beings everywhere. And maybe there's just a feeling of sinking back into the ground of being. Always here. Beyond time, beyond limits. Resting in this. Resting as this. Now there's nothing to fix or change. Nothing to prove or defend. Nothing to improve. This ground of being of your true nature. I'm planting a seed of remembrance in this fertile soil of the heart. This feeling of being connected with all beings everywhere. Even as the sense of I comes back on board, this body, this life, in all its uniqueness. And simultaneously, unity. How both are true. And maybe thoughts are coming and going. Maybe an emotion bubbles and rises to the surface and then disappears again. Breath filling and emptying the body. And as the body starts to reconstellate and movement starts to happen, maybe there's some wiggling in the fingers or toes, or the eyelids flutter open and close again. Simultaneously sensing all the elements in the body. Stability of earth, the flexibility of water, the transformation of fire, the nourishment of air. In the boundarylessness of space and how it connects everything together. In this unchanging being, undeniable, everywhere, within, without, and always here. Thank you.